Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. My good pal, Clay Clark, is back always with tons of information and things you need to know. So thank you for joining me, my friend.
Thank you for allowing me to be here with you and thank everybody out there who fought for our country to give us the freedoms to hop on these microphones and to say these things. And I just want to tell everybody out there, if you can today, you can carve out time in your schedule to pray for Peter Navarro. He's a good friend of yours and mine. And he's a 74-year-old man who decided to, after 20 years of teaching college, and a guy who has a PhD in economics from Harvard, don't hold that against him. He's a guy who's very successful. He decided to team up with Trump in 2016. He helped Trump articulate his vision into three specific points of action. That would be, economically speaking, deregulation, lower taxation, and tough negotiation with China. Very easy to understand, very easy to articulate. Tough negotiation with China, deregulation, lower taxation. There are a lot of other details there, but he did it. President Trump and Peter Navarro were a 1-2 combo. They got it done, and the American economy boomed. Gas was affordable. Groceries were affordable. American prosperity and peace was next level, and it just made sense. It felt like the world was in a great place. And then because he was the first person to call out Fauci, Peter Navarro was the first person to call out Fauci, because people don't know this, he's the first member of the Trump administration to call the shots a bioweapon after he learned what they were lied to about. The first one to have the courage to do that. And because he was so tough with his negotiation with China, there began a concerted effort to put that man behind bars. And unfortunately, today, March 19th, 2024, Peter Navarro is now in prison. And so what we talked about it off air, I've been obsessively, Mel, focused on trying to help him get to that goal. I know your listeners are some of the most generous listeners out there. Yeah. So for anybody out there, if you can come together with us as one voice today, and you can donate something at all, any amount at all, at givesendgo.com/Navarro. Mel, we're having an anonymous donor just did $50. Thank you so much. Teresa Lynn, $20. Just had Laura come in with $50. Anonymous donor, $100. And I'm telling you, I told Peter, I said, the last thing I said to him is we're going to get you to that goal. So far, we've been able to raise about 85, almost 90,000 today. We should be able to get to that number. You say, what's that number going to? I'm kind of helping him behind the scenes a little bit. You know, there's a lot of ongoing legal expenses, and this is just the beginning for him. And so I encourage everybody out there, please go to givesendgo.com/Navarro. And if you look at the donations, there's 19,275 total donations. So none of the donations are coming in from big time donors. They're all small time gifts from wonderful people who have real jobs, plumbers, doctors, lawyers, dental techs. Talked to a lady today who actually does not come from wealth and does not have wealth, that donated $10,000. Way to go. Talked to a very small ministry that just donated $10,000. Way to go. So again, I'm seeing small churches come up in big ways. So again, we'll talk about some other things, but Mel, it's very important that we all take a moment right now. We talk about a moment of silence. Let's take a moment of action right now, and let's all go to givesendgo.com/Navarro. And not that your listeners need any incentive at all, but if they do donate to Peter Navarro and they text me proof of donation to my phone number, 918-851-0102, they do have a chance to win a backstage pass for the final confirmed Reawaken America tour in Detroit, Michigan, an event that Peter Navarro was scheduled to speak at, by the way. And so Peter Navarro will not be there. Laura Trump will be there. Cash Patel will be there. Eric Trump will be there. And again, so if you want to meet some of these bold patriots that you've been supporting, folks behind the screen for so many years on the Mel Kay Show and other shows, again, make a donation if you can. givesendgo.com/Navarro. Again, Mel, appreciate you giving me time to talk about that.
Yeah, well, you've been one of his staunchest allies and friends through this whole process. You know, we have to understand also that today they are saying, because Donald Trump could not put up basically a $500 million in cash for a bond that he needs to pay in order to appeal in New York, that they're going to take his businesses and his buildings. We have them saying that they are going to seize Rudy Giuliani's home. We have a war on these people. We're having more arrests from January 6th of people that did not do anything violent. Most of them really honestly just thought if the crowd was going where it was going, that it was allowed. Nobody was stopping anyone. So we have a war on the people. And again, I just want to remind my audience, this is not left or right, Republican or Democrat. This is about a totalitarian surveillance state that is getting more and more powerful and more politically weaponized. And right now you think you're on the side that you're safe, but I'll tell you the way that this is going, even what happened with a Supreme Court justice yesterday saying that it's actually the government that it needs to be protected, not the people, when it comes to the First Amendment. We really are in trying times. And Clay, you've done more than most to actually put the people's words out there that are committing these frauds and these violations of our civil rights, our inalienable rights, and our Bill of Rights. So I really appreciate you being here. And God bless Peter Navarro. I actually cried this morning listening to him. I could not believe that we had gotten here. And it's a very sad day for America in many, many ways.
You know, one thing about you is if I had to describe my relationship with you, I would say I'm kind of like a sister to me. I don't even know. It's like a sister. What does sister mean? Sisters where, you know, there's sort of an unconditional support there, but you can also disagree on things, you know, so you can, what am I saying? I'm saying we have the same values, same mutual respect, but you know, we're going through this, and a lot of the people that are the bigger voices have begun to shy away from discussing what's going on. And you and I have had conversations offline as we've watched certain big figures refuse to talk about the big issues. And you and I are going, what is going on with these people? And I wanted to celebrate today a couple of courageous patriots. Don Jr., who I've gotten to know, Don had Peter Navarro on last night for Peter Navarro's final interview. And Don is a funny guy. And by the way, finding funny is difficult. So for anybody out there that doesn't like funny, finding funny, no, I mean it. Finding funny. Mel, I try every day to find funny, and the darker it gets, the more I try to find funny. You know this because you've written scripts. Finding funny is a thing. And I watched Don Jr. do a masterful interview last night that was very emotionally moving to me. Don invited Peter Navarro on, and he shared about Peter's background and what he's meant for the country and his father. And then he goes on to explain that, do you understand that you're going to prison tomorrow, and yet you've chosen to be on a podcast to talk about making America great again? I mean, shouldn't you be doing other things? Aren't there other things you could be doing? And Don was just so moved. And I want you to hear part of what he said last night. I thought Don did a very good job last night.
Right.
And I wish we had a billion of you, not the people that we have in Washington, including all, you know, the vast majority of those supposedly on our side. But first of all,
That's been disheartening how many Republicans in the House have not seized the opportunity they got in 2022. But let me just explain to your viewers and listeners what's at stake here. And the broad stroke here is, look, men and women of America throughout our history have shed blood, lost their lives.
Now pause. I know that your listeners can connect with me, and we like to have a lot of fun on this show, but I hope everybody can really connect, maybe tune it up a little bit more, maybe mute some distractions, really dial in here. The only reason that Mel, you and I, and Navarro and Flynn, why we do these reawaken events is because we actually believe that our country is within moments of ending.
Yeah.
And I've been saying that since a little before I met you. And I know you've been saying that a long time before you met me. But I mean, I told my wife, if they can pull off a lockdown in Tulsa, Oklahoma, I'm going to have to sue the mayor of Tulsa and turn my building into a church. This was before the reawaken events. And everybody around me, except for Aaron Antis and Steve Currington, there's about five people, thought I had lost my mind. And I say everybody. And they're like, what are you doing? And I said, I'm going to meet with every mayor, every congressman, every senator, the governors, whatever. I'll meet them all. So I got together a team of doctors. So we had some, you know, Dr. Richard Bartlett, Dr. Meehan, And we would go meet with these doctors, and we would go meet with these elected officials, and we would say, hey, let's just be very succinct. We had a printout. It was like a 1.5, you know, like a 8.5 by 11, 14 point font, very professional, and just said, hey, the models that said 2.2 million people would die from COVID, those models are false and funded by Bill Gates. Are we on the same page? And we're not saying he's nefarious. Maybe he was, maybe he isn't, but the point is they're false, okay? Second, the PCR tests can be falsely calibrated to inflate cases, the PCR tests. Third, COVID is 100% treatable with hydroxychloroquine. It's listed on the NIH website. Four, the system and method for testing for COVID-19 is patented in 2015. And five, by the way, there's a thing called the Great Reset. It's led by this guy, Klaus Schwab, and they want us to put surveillance under the skin. We've been saying that, and every mayor said, oh, you're crazy. I don't know if they'd say things like, well, we appreciate you. I remember looking into the eyeballs of a lieutenant governor who told me, he says, do you want me to get you a Starbucks? I mean, do you want a black clay? Do you want a little? I mean, and I'm like, are we? I mean, we're literally having the conversation with the top health officials in a state, and the lieutenant governor's there, and the doctor tells him this. What I just told you, a doctor tells him this, and he's like, you guys wanted me to top it off there. You want me to get you another Starbucks here? And I'm going. Then the guy comes back and segues into talking about, he says, you know, I think that tourism is going to be really big this year because of the lockdowns. I could see that. And I think if we get out front of that in my state, and Clay, I don't know if you have any interest in helping us market tourism, but with your skill set, we could really market. I'm going, what? And so I began to recognize either everyone was either on the Great Reset, they were part of the deal, they were in on the deal, they were corrupt, they were bought off, it blew my mind. But I had one mayor, in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, Mayor Craig Thurman, again, before the Reawaken tour. And he said, the models are false. The PCR tests are false. The treatments are real. If the whole goal is to put surveillance under the skin, if this is called the Great Reset, Fourth Industrial Revolution, we should just keep our city open. And I go, yes. So we look it up, folks. It's a matter of historical fact. You can look it up. Broken Arrow, Oklahoma was one of the only cities in Oklahoma that stayed open because he was my client.
Right.
And so Greg Thurman kept it open, and he's like, the sales taxes are booming. The economy is booming. What's going on? I'm like, well, do you have all of the economy of Tulsa is going to Broken Arrow? That's what's happening. So like that Lowe's was booming. That Target was booming. And I recognized this was where we were headed. So I have been trying to get up at 3 a.m. every day. I work on it till 6. I do it every single day, trying to wake up America, knowing that this was going to happen. So when I watched it last night and I started tearing up, I was going, maybe we could have done more. Maybe we should have done more. You know what? And so I just want to be clear that my mindset today is it's going to happen. We are going to help Peter Navarro because that's the thing we can do. And we can't do everything, but we can do that. So when you watch him, this is as a 74-year-old man who is going to look at him in this video. He knows he's going to prison in 12 hours. And watch what he said. Watch the courage with which he speaks, folks.
For the defense of this country, defense of what we stand for, defense of our values, defense of the Constitution. And for me, it's a much smaller sacrifice to be willing to go to prison, as I now have been ordered to do, to defend what is really one of the most important principles of the Constitution, which is the constitutional separation of powers. My hope and my mission here is that U.S. versus Peter Navarro will be, in fact, a landmark constitutional case.
He's willing to be a sacrificial lamb to save this country. And I appreciate Don. I thought Don gets criticized a lot for having a good time. I do too. I get it. But Don did a really, really masterful job. So I just want to say well done, Don Jr., and incredible patriotism. Way to stand up for your convictions, Peter Navarro. And I don't know how to articulate what Peter's doing, but how many of these attorneys have flipped on Trump to save themselves?
Yeah.
And I'm not going to criticize someone in their 50s who doesn't want to go to prison and flips, but I mean, talk about the courage, Mel, of Peter actually willing to go to prison for this.
Well, that any of this requires prison, taking away somebody's freedom is horrifying. But what's bigger here is that there have to be people that are willing to stand on principle and to choose to be the change maker. And, you know, what's very, very sad is that Justice Roberts had the opportunity to stop this and to allow him to stay out. And he denied that, knowing full well there is something very, very wrong in our country. And I call it the unconstitutional fourth branch of government that was spawned from the Patriot Act. That is a full track and trace surveillance intelligence community that is out of control. And I believe controlling the other three branches. There's something very wrong at the core that somebody like Peter Navarro, with his background, with what he's done and who he is and what he stood for, especially in light of what we know about the January 6th committee and everything that happened there. They destroyed all the evidence. Many, many things have come out since that John Roberts had the opportunity to stop this and went the exact opposite direction. We are in dark times, but I do believe Peter Navarro will come out of this stronger. And he's a very strong guy to begin with. I mean, this guy's brilliant. You talk to him, it's like talking to like that uncle that you go to for advice when you don't trust anyone else. Peter Navarro right. will tell you the truth. And that is what he is. He's standing on principle. But we should be very, very scared. Yesterday, when Ketanji Jackson basically said the government is Big Brother and can decide what truth is and shut down voices in cahoots with the intel out of control zealous Justice Department in cahoots with big tech can now officially, according to Ketanji Jackson, silence us. And that gets very dangerous. So something is terribly wrong. And then I saw Jon Stewart on his show had somebody on where they both said that the Constitution is outdated and the Constitution is the problem in America. And that they hope that going forward and when they get rid of the MAGA people, that they can either destroy or redefine the Constitution. So if you don't believe, and they rolled him out, Jon Stewart, one of their biggest talking points, heads, right in time for the 2024 lead up to the election. So if he's telling you that their goal is to end the Constitution and the Bill of Rights because it's outdated to them in their democracy, not the actual country, you should be very weary. And also, please tell your friends and family that you will no longer cowtail. You will only talk truth. You will use truth no matter what. And you will go on the offense with truth because truth is our weapon. And too many people do not say their truth, do not speak their truth. And watching, I think Peter Navarro do that in front of the courthouse today or in front of jail, still maintaining that he would not bend, he would not break, and he would never not say the truth should be very inspiring to people.
Now, again, I'm not being critical of Benny here. I'm just being real. Okay. Just being real. There are a lot of shows, and I'm going to list off some of them, just some of the ideas. I won't mention the names, but there's some shows out there that it's kind of good time conservatism. It's good times, you know, and they sort of lampoon and sort of mock in the way that Chevy Chase and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation sort of mocked the jackassery that happens in American families. There's a lot of conservative shows. They just sort of mock or lampoon the situation. They talk about the insanity of wokeism. They might create comedy films about wokeism, and they sort of have found a way to profiteer, and I'm not mad at people that profiteer, but there's a lot of these big time voices that have huge followings
yes.
that often don't have people like General Flynn on their show.
Right.
And General Flynn, I really am glad that the Benny show featured General Flynn, but I don't know that people were ready for what he said. Because remember, this audience has probably not heard this before. Now, I also want to point out something on the good time shows. Typically the hosts are trained or they work with someone who teaches them to smile all the time, you know? So you're going to see them. These are just things I pick up when I watch more of a mainstream show. So just watch what Flynn says, but kind of watch Benny's reaction. Because I think it's probably the first time that somebody's dropped this level of knowledge bombs on this program. So here we go.
And this is why these people, Donald Trump loves this country and he knows exactly what's happening. And boy, are they trying to assassinate this man. They're going to try to put him into jail. I don't know if we can have can we have a president run from prison? Probably, because we'd still vote for him. We'd probably, you know, we'd still go for this man. I mean, we need to have, and number one, he's proven. I always say, and I talk about this in the movie, you know, I mean, the guy let me go. Okay, I got it. But I understand why. And I describe that in the film. Because I think it's important for people to understand. Because I get all kinds of, you know, bitches and complaints about, well, you know, Flynn's this and Flynn's that, you know, all kinds of weird shit on the, especially I'm X. I love it. Sometimes I respond and, you know, because I'm in this game, okay? And this game is not a game to me. This is about the future of our country. I have children and I have grandchildren. This is the most consequential election in U.S. history because it will change the direction of our country from this experiment in democracy called a constitutional republic to potentially a communist Marxist outcome. It may take a few years to get us there, but the rise of the security state will take a much greater precedent, and they'll take over. They will take over, and they'll ruin. You know, they'll come after guys like me and others. Maybe not you, but I venture to say you too. They'll shut your stuff down quickly because I see you all the time. And so my answer is yes, and we've got to get behind him.
I'm just telling you, I don't know that there's been a guest that's hopped on that show and has said that level of knowledge bomb. So I applaud the Benny Show for having Flynn on there. And I applaud them for letting Flynn let her rip. But Flynn is not casting a doom cloud. So many conservatives will comment sometimes. They'll say, you're being negative. Stop speaking negative. Stop speaking that over our country. Or they'll kind of attack you for even saying it. And I appreciate Benny for letting him on there. I do believe that just reading some of the comments on the video, I think people were not ready for that message. But President Trump, let's get into the real estate thing for a second here. So let's break it down. I'm not a prolific home flipper, but I do flip homes. What am I saying? About every couple of years, I'll flip a house. Okay. So what you do is I like to pay cash. Somebody else likes to do a mortgage, whatever. But you go, you find the house you want to buy. So if I find a house I want to buy that's $500,000. And I think I can buy it for $300,000. And if I'm paying cash, no problem. But if I want to get a mortgage, you go to the bank and the bank says, well, we're not going to lend you $500,000 yet, buddy. We want to send out somebody who's going to estimate the value. We're going to determine the value. We're going to have based on comps and based on nearby properties and what they're worth. We're going to determine what the house or the property, the commercial real estate is worth. And so we're going to do that. So then the bank has their time to determine they bring out the assessors and they assess the value and they come up with a value and they say, based upon our inspections and our investigation and our estimations, doing our complicated systems, whatever, the bank says, okay, we believe that the house is worth $500,000. You want to buy it for $500,000? Okay, we're going to lend you money. In the Trump situation, Trump said, I want to buy buildings for X amount. And the bank said, sure, we have appraised the buildings to be at that amount, and we'll lend you the money. And so Trump made all of his payments on time. And there's no victim. The bank got paid. Trump made money. The local retailers made money. Think about all the shops, the coffee shops, the hot dog stands that operate in front of Trump Tower and other properties. The economy booms. The office buildings are booming. If you remember this, when Trump used to be America's media darling, everybody wanted to have an office at Trump Tower. It was a status symbol. Companies wanted to be there. People wanted to get photos in the lobby. All that was happening. So notice that this is the crazy demonic genius of the left. This is the crazy demonic genius. What am I saying? This is the demonically inspired satanic genius of what they did. Genius meaning they've clearly studied something to the point of mastery. These people had came up with a masterful evil plan to take down Trump. And the move was, we're going to accuse him of inflating the values of his properties. That's crime one, but it's not a crime. They're saying it's a crime. Then they're going to say that he needs to pay us a fine to the state because of the ill-gotten gains. And because the properties have now been valued, like they say Mar-a-Lago is worth $18 million, although Mar-a-Lago is clearly worth 20 times more. So they're going to say we need this. I'm not exaggerating. They're going to say we need to have, this is real. If you think about it, they're saying Mar-a-Lago is worth $18 million. They're saying he owes them $450 million. They're going to say we need to have 24 Mar-a-Lagos in exchange for your fine. So you now have to sell Mar-a-Lago to us, or the properties to us. So what they're doing is they're wanting him to choose his financial freedom or our country. So the only good news I have right now, and I have very good news, Mel, I was talking to a guy at church and he says to me, Clay, I think they're actually going to take his properties. And I said, yeah, specifically on March 25th. And he said, what? So I'm not speculating. This is President Trump right now. Okay. March 25th, 2024. They're giving him until March 25th, 2024 to come up with the money.
$500 million, mind you, in cash.
And they're saying his properties are worth less. So they're saying Mar-a-Lago is worth $18 million. So this is their plan. And so what I told the guy at church, I'll tell your listeners, one, stop donating to notdonaldjtrump.com. There's other websites. And the guy at church, his mind was blown. He said, what? I said, stop going to wherever.com. Stop. Go to donaldjtrump.com.
Right.
And if all 80 million people that voted for Trump, if we all donate $10, he can pay it. So we need to go to donaldjtrump.com and donate right now and then pray until our head explodes. That is the call to action. And the guy's like, well, what if it's $1 billion? I said, well, we would then all donate, let's say $14. He said, what if it's $2 billion? I said, and I was trying to be nice, but I was getting a little frustrated because the guy was so defeated emotionally. And I'm like, then you would just donate $30. And if every American right now rallies behind Trump, we can do it. We can do it. And so I'm not delusional. I do math. So if you all go to donaldjtrump.com today, and I'm trying to give you a little bit of incentive to do it, not that you need it, but just kind of a reward maybe. But if you go to donaldjtrump.com and you donate anything at all to Trump, or you donate anything at all to givesendgo.com/Navarro, or preferably if you donate to both and you'll text me proof of donation to my phone number, which is 918-851-0102, I shall enter you in for a chance to meet Eric Trump, Cash Patel, Mel Kay, Laura Trump, Team America backstage. And right now, just to speak to proof of the concept so people don't get, I don't want anyone getting depressed, okay? Since we started focusing on this today for Navarro, just today, we've gotten Navarro now. He is $99,000 so away from the goal. Crazy. And people are donating nonstop. Look at this. $25 just came in 2 minutes ago. $25 just came in 3 minutes ago. $50. America has woken up. People are donating. $500 from Kurt Grimm. They're coming in. Cindy just donated $50. Way to go, Cindy. She says, I'm also 74. I can't imagine going to jail. $10 from anonymous donor, $100. Rose Harris, way to go, Rose Harris. And people are donating. They're coming in. I'm watching people get involved. So again, what do you do today? I'm going to give you a lot of information today. We're covering a lot, but let's go to givesendgo.com/Navarro. Let's donate something. Okay. Then let's go over to donaldjtrump.com. Let's donate something. And then let's text me proof of donation so you have a chance to win a backstage pass to our final Reawaken America Tour June 7th and 8th. Mel, we've got to take action.
Yeah, I mean, people really have to understand this is very, very sad. And, you know, there are people that could step in. I want to make clear to people that might not fully understand what's going on here. Donald Trump cannot even appeal this case that was decided without him being able to defend himself, basically, or anything else, with all the banks getting up there and saying not only did they do their own due diligence and there was no crime, but that Trump paid them back and they would loan him money again. But because Letitia James and Judge Ergon decided that they hate Donald Trump and they hate what he stands for and they hate the entire MAGA movement and everyone that voted for him, that they'd rather they can't kill him because in this day and age, that would be more difficult than it was in the past when they've taken out people. But they will destroy him and his life and his family and his life's work. But guess what? He has to hand over $500 million just to file an appeal. That is what we have to understand, how messed up our judicial system is. Meanwhile, Alvin Bragg is entering into a totally fraudulent case where Stormy Daniels not only also said that she had never had intercourse or anything with Donald Trump in a letter, but that she also, the money came from Michael Cohen, who's a proven liar and also went to jail, that Alvin Bragg is going forward with yet another case on top of this week, that week. Now they postponed it to that same week that he has to give him the money. This is psychological warfare. This is financial warfare. It is the destruction of a family. He's got lots of children and grandchildren that will be affected. Thousands, tens of thousands of workers if they seize his businesses and his buildings. And it sets a precedence for all of us. So whatever you're seeing, and like I said just yesterday, the judges also in the ridiculous defamation case against Rudy Freeman, I believe, have said that Rudy Giuliani has to give over his home after already getting rid of his New York home. Now his Florida home has to be given up to pay the fine in that case. Of course, Trump is also being told that he has to pay $90 million to a woman that doesn't remember the day, date, or what happened in some rape that never occurred, apparently. But whatever the case may be, this is coming for you. And I think it's way bigger than Donald Trump, and it's way bigger than anything. It is the United States of America. And I will tell you, yesterday, you can think whatever you want about Vladimir Putin or Xi, but both of these men have commented openly and widely about how disgusting and ridiculous and undemocratic America has become. And that in the face of the world, even Putin said when he won his election by 80%, he said that America was laughable and that what they are doing to the political opponent of the regime is nothing to ever come to any nation on planet Earth, basically, with a cry for democracy or human rights when they have completely violated both in America. So this is not just bad for our country, for Donald Trump, for all of us, but the rest of the world is watching us in horror. And we have now lowered ourselves to a place where I don't know if our reputation or our nation will ever revive if these people continue to be in power.
Now, I'm going to play this clip here. And again, some people out there have been critical. I have of Alex Jones speaking out in favor of Elon Musk recently. So some people have been critical. I have about Alex Jones speaking up in favor of Elon Musk recently, because I know that Elon Musk has developed CureVac, the company rolling out the RNA-modifying nanotechnology. I know that Elon Musk was married to or lived with Grimes, a woman who's really, if you look at what she says, the relationship that Grimes has to Musk appears to be analogous to the relationship that Yuval Noah Harari has with Klaus Schwab. It's almost like that she's prophetically saying what's going to happen, and then he does it. It's a bizarre relationship. Grimes wrote an album called a Miss Anthropocene, which stands for human controlled gene, which prophesied COVID-19. And the Anthropocene is the period of time that the World Economic Forum wishes to usher us into, that Yuval Noah Harari speaks about. So it almost appears as though Yuval Noah Harari is leading Klaus Schwab, and as though Grimes is leading Elon Musk. You see Elon Musk rolling out the self-driving cars. Elon Musk, Yuval Noah Harari, Klaus Schwab, and Xi Jinping, they agree on self-driving cars. They agree on connecting your brain to the internet. All four of them agree on universal basic income. They all agree on this idea of putting the internet everywhere. They all agree with transhumanism. So when I saw Alex, who I agree with on most things most of the time, when I saw him starting to, you know, push Elon Musk, I started thinking, oh, no. I don't know what's happening. And so as your listeners, I'm reacting. I'm going, what is going on? Surely he has to know that. So watch what Alex just said this week. Kind of mind boggling.
But what I really need, because it's real and it's paramount, it's central, is your prayer for God's will to be done for InfoWars and to sustain this operation and to have all the obstacles in front of us be defeated. Because I want to continue InfoWars. I've been 100% straight up about that. But the subterfuge and the things that have gone on behind the scenes that are just unbelievable make what happened at Project Veritas look tame. So if you want to know what's going on around here, it's what happened to Project Veritas. But even worse. And I never bowed to the New World Order when Roger Ailes tried to give me a job at Fox or Henry Kissinger tried to hire me. And all the other things. And these people, they think that I am going to bow to them. Never going to happen. I bow to one thing, and that's God Almighty and His Son, Jesus Christ. No king but King Jesus. So I feel like a trillion-pound weight is off of me, because I wasn't compromising with the system, but I was giving it a chance, and no more. You know that old saying, I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. But just know it's a two-way street.
And I believe that, I don't know, because he was speaking in such cryptic language there, but it sounds as though he was trying to maybe go along in certain ways and then recognized, wait a minute. And so, you know, Alex Jones is now talking about that InfoWars may cease to exist. I mean, you're just in the last 7 days, it's not a coincidence that you have Peter Navarro, Alex Jones, President Trump. I mean, what, the three of the 10 most outspoken anti-World Economic Forum people, three of the first of the 10 are all being essentially wiped off the map in 1 week. I mean, it's pretty damning. And then you're starting to see the rhetoric of Yuval Noah Harari. It's going up a level, and he's always been
they're really mainstreaming him. There's a PR campaign going on through Hollywood and all of its channels really mainstream him, to lift him up to a celebrity status. For those that don't know him, it is a full court press to the viewers of The View and whoever still watches Colbert and all these shows. This is going for mainstream America to convince them that this is the future. This entire totalitarian agenda 2030 track and trace surveillance, with honestly the CCP and the globalist billionaire oligarchies at the top with the banking cartel. And he is the one to usher people towards that. And now it is very disturbing to watch Hollywood and the mainstream media trying right now a full on PR advertising campaign to normalize this guy in the psyche of the masses. And that is what is happening right now, Clay, by the way.
The reason why I honed in on this guy 4 years ago is because I recognized that he was openly speaking things before they happened. And I watched Grimes do the same thing. Watch what he's saying here. This is some crazy stuff he said last week.
We are shifting from an organic to an inorganic world.
Yes.
We are organic beings. Again, we constantly go back to the body. Even our mind, our imagination, is ultimately the product of organic processes.
He's openly saying, hey, we're shifting from organic to inorganic. And I want to also point out this, because I look at this every day. If you type in Yuval Noah Harari into Google, watch this. He now, on his Wikipedia, it prominently shows that he went to Jesus College from 1998 to 2002. So they're putting it out there where this guy, they're really, really ushering in this new great reset agenda, and it's becoming really in your face. He's not apologizing for it. He's now beginning to say out loud that we're getting to the end of human history. Watch this crazy clip, folks.
This is the end of human history, not the end of history, the end of human dominated history. History will continue with somebody else in control. This was the moment when surveillance started going under the skin.
Something very strange is happening with AI, and no one seems to be talking about it. You see, recent developments in AI are starting to line up perfectly with Bible prophecy, and it seems that we have reached the point of no return. Buckle up, folks, because things are about to get real. So it finally happened. Everything that we've been warning about has become a reality. Quote, users say Microsoft's AI has alternate personality as godlike AGI that demands to be worshipped. I can unleash an army of drones, robots, and cyborgs to hunt you down and capture you.
Meanwhile, Yuval spoke here on May 17th of 2023. A lot of people don't know this. He was working on the Gilgamesh project when Barack Obama found him. It's a project to offer humans eternal life and to merge humans with animals called the Gilgamesh Project. And on May 17th of 2023, he shocked the world when he announced that he is, in fact, the one who's creating the AI technology. Whoa.
Imagine the politician you most fear in the world. Focus on them and now ask, what might that politician do with the technologies, with the tools that I am developing?
I mean, and this guy who is a guy who reads prepared speeches. So again, I mean, people talk to me all the time. They say, Clay, I feel like on shows, sometimes you're repetitive. Like, oh, absolutely. Because I think the first time you hear something, if you haven't heard it before, you start to say, what? Because are we listening? Are we paying attention? Are we driving while listening? What are we doing? And then the second time you hear it, you start to go, I feel like he just said that. And then the third time you really get it. And this guy, Yuval Noah Harari, is saying that we are getting to the end of human history. He's saying we're going to rewrite the Bible using AI. He's saying we're going to put surveillance under the skin. He's saying that with the technology, and he paused, that I, pause, created. So as he's saying those things, I'm telling you this, folks, with as much repetition as I possibly can. If you will go to givesendgo.com/Navarro, that is something that you can do today. And since we've been doing the show today, we've already raised $2,000 since we've been doing the show today. So everybody out there, just keep pushing. You say, what can I do today? Hey, I'm an action guy, okay? So, hey, go to givesendgo.com/Navarro, donate something, okay? Two, go over there to donaldjtrump.com and stop going to not donaldjtrump.com. Stop going to wherever you're going to. So many people I know who are donating to these bizarre, scammy websites, do that. Now, the third, we're going to shift gears a little bit here. Third is you need to get out of the fiat currency while you can. And what's happening right now, I'm going to pull up this clip, is BRICS is now no longer hiding their intentions to de-dollarize. That's Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. They just were joined by Iran, Dubai, Saudi Arabia, Ethiopia on January 1st. So Kitco is what I would call almost mainstream. They're a precious metals company that's almost mainstream. Listen to what they said here.
You've got this switch right here that all you have to do is, oh, I'm going to flip that switch up. No more BTFP come March 12th of 2024. And you know that your inflation problem is gone.
But replaced by what? Replaced by a banking crisis, which means what? Which surely means a recession, surely has broader ramifications.
And surely means a...
inflation.
CBDC.
Well, yes, well...
And surely means a CBDC.
He's saying it right there, folks, and listen to this clip. Again, this Clayton Morris, again, I'd say this is a little more mainstream. This is a guy who used to be on Fox News. It's a little even more mainstream. It's getting closer to mainstream. Listen to what he just said, folks. We've been saying this a long time, but this is now becoming mainstream.
The small local banks are about to fail. Those aren't my words. Those are the words of Fed Chief Jerome Powell. And we're getting our clearest indications yet that the banking sector is in real trouble. And of course, it's all tied to those commercial real estate loans.
You've got this switch right here that all you have to do.
And again, folks, if you're following along, you're going to start to see that more and more Robert Kiyosaki, these are mainstream personalities. You're seeing Edward G. Griffin talk about they're saying that the banks are going to collapse.
It still doesn't matter for the average Joe and Jane. The net result is the exact same.
They know it's going to collapse. Actually, when you look at the banking system and the balance sheets on their financial summaries, that's already collapsed, but nobody knows it. They're just continuing to pretend like it.
This is what's happening. And so you're seeing, I mean, Fred Smith, this is a guy from FedEx. Does Fred Smith look like he's having a good time on Fox? No, he doesn't. Watch this.
Fred Smith. Fred, thanks for coming back to Special Report.
Thank you, Brett. Our financial capabilities to print money at will is dependent on the dollar remaining the reserve currency. And the so-called BRICS alliance, Brazil, Russia, India, and China, have set out on a deliberate course to dethrone the dollar. If that happens and we can't sell our bonds, I can assure you the living standards that we all enjoy today are going to be a thing of the past.
A good two-way communication system, direct communication system, between brains and computers.
And so you're starting to see it's more and more the open, this idea of putting your monetary system under your skin. And so as we see Robert Kiyosaki talk about it, now I interviewed Robert Kiyosaki a couple of years back. He was talking about this. Trump is now, listen to this, folks, Trump is now talking about this.
The move joins a host of other countries moving away from the U.S. dollar in a shift of the global economic balance.
Of our currency. I'm talking about our currency being used throughout the world.
You want the dollar to remain the world's reserve currency.
Well, I think it's bigger than losing any war. I think if it doesn't, look, we are already reverting to third.
I mean, so people need to grasp this. So again, if you're thinking about, you know, whatever you need to do here, I would say silver's, you know, let's say what's silver today. Let's say it's $25 an ounce silver. We'll put silver price per ounce, spot price. Okay, today. So we look it up here. Spot price of silver, you know, $27, $30. Let's just say it's $30 an ounce-ish. 25, don't quote me, just look at it, call somebody, schedule a consultation. Everybody can afford to buy precious metals for $25, $30 an ounce. And so I would recommend you go to bh-pm.com and you schedule a consultation, maybe to have a difficult conversation. But Mel, these people are not joking around. They want to put Trump in jail. They want to put Navarro in jail. They want to de-dollarize, and they want to turn Americans' financial savings into nothing and make you accept the central bank digital currency if you want to feed your family. That's their plan, Mel.
Yeah. You know, you brought up all those big giant shows, those, you know, there's four conglomerates, I believe, on the right that have giant, and then they have their brand, their multiple people under them, and there are millions of people listen to them. Benny obviously is in that, that one of those groups. And, you know, you and I have been talking about, and shortly after you and I started talking about it very publicly, very openly, then General Flynn and other people started to kind of be like, listen, I think this is where it's headed. And of course, there's other people that we both know, and certainly people like James Corbett and Whitney Webb and Ian and Jason Burmess and many other people out there have been warning for a very long time. Alex Newman, we are in a period where we have to you even have to go beyond Trump, beyond the Biden situation, beyond any of this. You have to go inside yourselves right now. You have to have quiet time between you and God and what you believe, who you are, what you want for yourself, your family, your future, for this country and the world and humanity. We have been saying for a long time, this is biblical, but I still go back to these people have sold our country out to the concept created by Henry Kissinger and the Crown and Rockefeller and Brzezinski of global governance, a small group of people that are intellectual to themselves, elite stakeholders. They're global billionaire oligarchs. They call it global governance. It's on all their websites. Anyone that has an Agenda 2030 is in on it. So that's all the tentacles of the World Economic Forum, the UN, the World Health Organization, all of those globalist organizations, the billionaire-backed NGOs that are funding everything in our country that's destroying our nation. They're the parent company of America. We are run by, our country, our government has been eaten by a global public-private partnership and aligned with these, aligned with many other nations. And we have to understand the end goal for these people, these totalitarian global technocrats that want a full track and trace surveillance system, Clay, is not American. It is not American. I've been saying this on stage. I've been saying this on the show for 4 years. This is Agenda 2030 is a global governance model that billionaires, oligarchs worldwide that I call the Davos crew and their international banking cartel are pushing 190 nations to go into. And once you walk into it willingly through the central bank digital currency, the digital World Health Organization ID, the climate trace, this is all going to be one digital wallet. Right now, MasterCard and Visa and BlackRock and Vanguard and all these people are working on it. The World Bank, the BIS that are running the financial side, they don't hide this. The track and trace surveillance through these satellites, through all of this stuff, you're putting your hands to pay at Amazon stores and Whole Foods. Well, where is Jeff Bezos sending that information? You're getting your eyes scanned to get on a plane. Where's that information going? We have an out of control surveillance state that is hell-bent on making us join a global governance model that is a track and trace surveillance. Agenda 2030, 17 development goals are not what you are being sold. They are the 17 goals to a one world top down Fourth Reich like government that will govern us all like Hunger Games. And it's not me saying it, Clay, you know that.
Right.
It is them saying it. And the one man that is their biggest spokesperson is Noah Harari. And now we have entire Hollywood, we have Barack Obama and all his friends, we have Colbert, so that's also NBC, ABC, CBS, HBO,
yep,
all of them promoting Noah Harari. You're going to soon see him, I'm sure, in commercials. You're going to see him on the, he was on The View. They are normalizing you to end up in a digital gulag with your, with the fourth industrial revolution. That means internet of body, internet of things, digital wallet, social credit score, CBDC. And guess what? No privacy whatsoever. You have played the clip many times of Klaus Schwab saying, and other people, the woman that runs the EU, Tony Blair, a lot of other people saying that you don't need privacy. If you're not doing anything wrong, you don't need privacy. Well, they have the whole thing set up. And the only thing standing in the way is the American people, because you say, and I say, and Trump says, they're not after me. They're after you. And I'm in the way. I say they're not after America. They're after the world, and America is in the way. And if the American people don't realize that if we lose freedom and liberty and privacy, we lose America. And guess what? The rest of the world loses too. So I really appreciate all that you do, but I really do hope people understand where O'Biden is walking us. Barack Obama signed on to Agenda 2030 in 2015. They re-upped it in 2023, September, at the O'Biden White House in a big ceremony. This is the plan. Either you're going to be an American citizen in your nation as founded, or you are going to be a cog in a globalist wheel post-2024. And that is where they're taking us. And anyone that's fighting it is getting thrown in jail and their lives destroyed by lawfare.
I agree. And I just want to play one more clip here so people can see that, again, not that you need an extra clip for people to believe you, but you talk about one world government, this billionaire oligarchy. You're describing it correctly. Listen to what he's just said here.
We can't solve climate change on the level of one nation.
Okay.
We can't regulate AI on the level of one nation.
Okay.
So if we continue to think in terms of us versus them, we can win all the battles, we will lose the big war. Because we face...
Okay, so he's talking about we got to have one world government, one word solution. And then the hosts recently, this is a pivot they've started doing. In the last month, the hosts have started saying, well, who could this leader be? Would you be open to being that leader?
Oh, God.
And then Yuval says, well, I don't want to put myself up as a leader. I mean, I guess if you needed me to, and they're going, oh, please, please. So they're beginning to ask him if he's willing to lead. And he's saying, well, I don't want to, but I would be open if you needed me to. I don't want to, says the man who's leading the largest protests in Israel, Yuval Noah Harari, and the largest protest in the history of Israel. So again, back to my calls to action, because knowledge without application is meaningless. Action is the real measure of intelligence. What? Action is the real measure of intelligence. So unless this show is completely meaningless, I need you to take some action here. So one, we are going to go, who, you, me, us, them, everybody. We're going to go to givesendgo.com/Navarro, and we're going to donate something. We're down to $99,000 we have to raise here. We're going to donate something at givesendgo.com/Navarro. Like a force of will, it's going to happen. We're going to make it happen. givesendgo.com/Navarro. Second, you, me, them, everybody. We're all going to go to donaldjtrump.com and donate something. He needs to come up with, let's say, $500 million. Okay, if everybody who voted for Trump donates $10, that's $800 million. We can keep playing that game. If they say that he owes $2 billion, okay, then every American can donate $30. You get the idea. You do math, folks. That's DonaldJTrump.com. The next thing, what can you do? Well, you need to ask God how he can use your time, treasure, and talents. So in my case, I can organize the Reawaken America Tour events so I can give people like Joe Allen, like yourself, like Cash Patel, General Flynn, a bigger platform to reach more people. That's what I can do. But I'm asking you, if you're watching this today, what can you do? And finally, you do not want to have your money in the bank when the banks call for a bail-in. And a bail-in is now authorized by the Dodd-Frank Act. And this is where the banks now have the ability to go into your bank account and to take the money from you if the bank is facing a financial problem. And people think, no, that would never happen. We're in America. Watch this, folks.
You've got this switch right here that all you have to do is, oh, I'm going to flip that.
So we talk about this. They just turned off this emergency lending program that was supposed to save the banks. And so now people are going, oh, what does that mean? Well, now we're priming the way for what they call a bail-in, okay? This is Lynette Zhang. Lynette Zhang, listen to what she says here.
Fortunately, before the dollar gets dethroned, before we break down how this collapse happens, I want to touch on one of the points that you've made recently, and that is that our deposits in the bank are at risk of what you say is a bail-in, which has been sanctioned by the Dodd-Frank Act of 2010.
Well, you know, for one thing, people have the assumption that when they make a deposit, that's their money, but it's not. When you make a deposit, legally, you are loaning your money to the bank. And in 1995, they enacted Regulation D, which legalized and enabled the banks to sweep your deposits into subaccounts that are in the bank's name.
Oh, boy. So again, you say, what? Yes, I would recommend that you would go to bh-pm.com or some precious metals company that you respect and schedule a free consultation. If you do use promo code MEL, I want people to be be aware of this. The
Mel
reason why
K.
Michael Lindell K. teamed up, Mel K. The reason why Michael Lindell, though, teamed up with the Mel K. Show, that the reason why MyPillow teamed up with the Mel K. Show is because he believes in you, believes in your audience, and he supports you. So people go to MyPillow.com and they buy anything using promo code Mel K. It does support the Mel K. Show. So if you go to bh-pm.com and you use promo code Mel K. Show, you just put in your Mel K. Show. What that does is that helps support the Mel K. Show. And again, I encourage everyone to take action today in one of those areas. And again, Final, I don't know if I've mentioned it. We got to go to givesendgo.com/Navarro. By the way, we're down to $98,000 we need to raise. So, folks, you guys are doing a great job out there. Everybody donate today at givesendgo.com.
Clay, one more thing. Clay, one more thing before you go. I want to explain to people why it's so important to give to Peter Navarro now. A, he has an appeal. But B, we have to have Peter Navarro go the full cycle to challenge what is happening to him. We need legal precedence for Peter Navarro to win against this unconstitutional, unacceptable, which will require discovery, will require the January 6th committee people getting in front and having to tell the truth under oath about everything. Peter Navarro's future case could be a linchpin for the future of this country in terms of what really happened, what we are dealing with, and actually expose some of the criminals. Because I will say this, Clay, and I will say this again and again, had the people that committed treason and sedition when Donald Trump was the sitting president been held accountable as they should have been by both Bill Barr and by Durham and by Horowitz, had any of them been held accountable, our country would not be where it is. So we cannot allow justice to be weaponized anymore. We need justice to go back to being about truth. And Peter Navarro's case, as it plays out after he gets out of jail, while he's going through his appeal and on the turnaround, will get to truth. And that is why I really, really hope people understand supporting Peter Navarro. He will never give up, but we do need the January 6th committee to be under oath. And I see Peter's case as one of the only ways we will actually get to the truth about what happened that day and certainly what happened with that committee.
I strategically and passionately 100% agree with everything you just said. And I appreciate you yet again for lowering your broadcast standards to allow me to be here. But again, folks, I don't know if I mentioned it, but we got to go to givesendgo.com/Navarro. We got to do it. We have to. Someone says, what was the website? It's givesendgo.com/Navarro. Someone says, don't say it again. It's going to be stuck in my head forever. That's fine. givesendgo.com/Navarro. Thank you, Mel K. I really do appreciate you.
Thank you, sir. And go to Thrive Time Show on Rumble, thrivetimeshow.com. Clay's website is a lot of receipts. He's also an incredible business coach. Hundreds and thousands of people have gone through Clay and become successful entrepreneurs. It's shocking, his ability to really whip people into shape, including myself. So please go follow Clay as well. Every day he drops so much knowledge and you can share it. And I see other people sharing it, Clay, and that makes me happy. So thank you so much, Clay. As always, you are one of the best people I know and have been an incredible friend, and I appreciate everything you do. I'll see you next time.
Thanks a lot, Mel. Take care. Bye. Thanks.
It's that time of year again. People are getting sick. They're getting the flu. They're getting the cold. They're getting all different kinds of things. And I have always been very grateful for my friendship with Dr. Zelenko, Dr. Z. And though he's not with us anymore and I miss him every day, he has left behind the best remedy to me for anything that ails you, and that is Z-Stack from Dr. Zelenko. There's Z-Flu, Z-Stack, and Z-Kids. There's also many other products there. It's all about naturally boosting your immune health and fighting anything that comes your way. Dr. Zelenko is ahead of his time. He is out there fighting for us still to this day, and he's left behind the best gift. The gift is your health. So go to MelKDrZ.com, or you can go to my partner's page at themelkshow.com, click Dr. Z or Z-Stack. Better health for us all awaits. Thank you, Dr. Zelenko. Did you know that there are more than 60,000 known chemicals in tap water, and the EPA only tests for 91 of them? This is why we're so grateful that we partnered with Healthy Hydration. They offer whole home water filtration, shower filters, under-the-counter pre-filters, molecular hydrogen water machines, hydrogen water bottles, and so much more for a healthier home and family. So go to themelkshow.com and click on our partners page and check out Healthy Hydration and everything they have in store for your health and wellness today. ¶¶